from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Elliot Shore Parks will join us.
Elio!
Specifically to talk a little Jalen, who'd have thought, and what Howard said on the Howard Eskin said on the midday show today.
Wow, Howard.
Yeah.
Adding easy.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Well, no, I'm just saying. I'm like, surprised that the King is actually putting stuff out there.
Oh,
like that,
he
man.
Is. Oh, I thought it was you were saying that I was calling him Howard or whatever.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
come
makes
on, man.
Sense.
I'm used
right.
to you calling him
okay,
Howard.
All right. Well, it's easier for the audience.
I rarely hear you call him Dad.
Dad, yeah. Well, I'll do that in private,
yeah.
But on the air, it's weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
no, you call him Howard.
That maybe just Daddy. So what Daddy said on the midday show today.
No, Daddy, that would sound worse.
Yeah. You sure? Hey, Jack, did you hear what Daddy said with Jaleo and
that's
you?
So bad. I love it. You should actually do it, but I don't know how to go
it would
well
make
for
our
you.
Show totally uncool.
Yeah. So Daddy is really trying to go up the Eagles inside of the year rankings with his information about Jaleo. But we'll talk about that at 3 o'clock today. The Twitter question today is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team and support local business. Mark's Jewelers locations in Montgomeryville, PA and Mount Laurel, New Jersey are marks-jewelers.com. Question, do you feel hopeless for the Sixers now after the Celtics won a title? What do you think the yes is, people who are hopeless?
I would say I'm going to go 62%.
64. You're right
64,
on.
64, man.
You should not feel hopeless.
Yeah, well.
You shouldn't feel hopeless. Now, look, are things going to have to be different from this point on? Absolutely. But here's what I would plant in your brain before we go back to the phones, and then we play you the very pathetic Jason Tatum sound. Is last year, when the Nuggets won the title, everything felt hopeless for everybody else, right? It seemed like the Nuggets behind Jokic and that team that is built right around Jokic, everybody figured this team is going to rip off a string of championships. And not only did they not rip off a string of championships, but they lost to a team that I don't think people thought they could lose to. And the Dallas Mavericks ended up in the finals. So,
right.
So everyone thought this Denver thing was inevitable. The truth is that these sorts of, what's the word I'm looking for, dynasties,
mm-hmm.
are not as easy as people think they are. That's why we've only really seen four of them in our lifetime,
yes.
Right?
Yes. I mean, you don't get many.
No.
And we consider dynasty, you got to win at least three.
Three.
Yeah. At least three.
There's five maybe since, you know,
Bulls,
since we.
Bulls, Lakers.
Yep.
Lakers did it again.
Yep. Spurs. And then Warriors.
And you know the weird thing about the Spurs, they never won back-to-back titles.
Right, they did four over,
five
over the course of 15 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were there
in Golden State, which was a
I would call it a
weird dynasty, but
yeah.
it was
They're unbeatable.
It's a dynasty, yes. Yeah. Yes. KD going in there for 2 years,
throws,
but still.
Throws it off a little bit. Sam and King of Prussia, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Sam.
What's up, Sam?
Mike, I missed you. I just got back from
Brazil. Boy.
Your question, Spike, and Spike, I have a lot of respect for you from the Rice to Ricky Sanchez podcast and all this stuff, so you obviously know your stuff.
But
I've been hopeless about the Sixers, and Mike knows this, and Jack knows this for like probably 4 years.
Okay.
I think that from the second they drafted Embiid, it just doesn't work because a center just doesn't work in the NBA today.
Except for the guy who won the championship last year.
Sure, but he's not the typical center. And you know, he's a ridiculous player, and he's European, and all this good stuff about him, and he stays healthy. So, you know, I understand completely. Like, you know, Embiid, just there were too many times this year I saw a lot of people standing around when he had the ball, and I don't know the players that are not going to do that when they come here. You know, I do think it's hopeless with Embiid, to be honest. I like Maxey. I don't like anybody else on the team, but everybody except for you, Spike, probably knows that on this show. So,
I understand where you're coming from. And Sam, next question. What is the one movie you could watch for the rest of your life?
So I was going to say Dirty Dancing Havana Nights, but then I was thinking... I was thinking.
Hold on, is that different than the Patrick Swayze?
Yeah, it's like the sequel, right?
So, Ike, if you were an expert in Dirty Dancing like I am, you would know that Patrick Swayze makes a cameo at the end of Dirty Dancing of that night.
I didn't know this. I'm like, I hadn't heard of this version of Dirty Dancing. So yeah, I hadn't heard of this before.
Well, it's the Havana Nights version.
Okay.
It's even dirtier technically.
And this is only movie you're watching forever.
Yeah, no. So really, the real answer I would go with is another Patrick Swayze movie. I would go with Ghost.
Oh, Ghost. I like Dirty Dancing better, man. I like the Ghost. Who's the, is it Demi Moore? Who's in Dirty Dancing?
Jennifer Grey.
Dirty Dancing is Jennifer Grey. Yeah. And Jerry Orbach is the dad who put the baby in the corner and all that stuff.
Demi Moore is Ghost.
Ghost, okay.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of pottery, so that's probably why.
Thank you for the call, Sam.
Hey, man. Patrick Swayze was a vibe, man, in the 80s, man.
He was, man. Roadhouse. And what was the surfing one?
Point Break.
Point Break was Keanu Reeves. Yeah. Was it both of them?
I think it was both of them.
I don't remember.
Or was that John Travolta?
It definitely wasn't John Travolta.
Yeah, John Travolta was in Broken Arrow.
Yeah, which is the thing that you mentioned last week is the nude scene. So Sam's point.
Looks like Point Break.
It was Point Break. Okay, yeah. How's Patrick Swayze got, man?
Hold on. Gary Busey was actually an actor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
Dude, that guy.
That's what made him so funny on Entourage, that he was an actor in the 80s.
Yeah. Gary Busey's an actor. Yeah. He's crazy, nutcase, but an actor. So Sam's point. So there's two different kinds of hopeless that I see here with the Sixers. There's your kind of hopeless. No, I'm not saying you're hopeless.
I don't understand,
But your kind of hopeless is they're not going to be able to get the right pieces around it to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Sam's kind of hopeless, which is we can never do it with Embiid.
I'm not in that hopeless category.
I understand where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. Anybody who is hopeless because of the Embiid thing, I wouldn't say because he's a center and because people are standing around. I actually think they were better with that last year. And I think with Nurse there, I think that'll be fine. The health thing,
yeah.
I get.
Yep.
My retort to that would basically be, it's still a better chance than anything that you're trading him for. And the whole thing with like trade him and do the process again. Nope. For what? I'd rather just see this through the next two or three years. I'm not doing the process again.
And then rebuild. No, I'm good on that. I'm good on that.
And he can't rebuild the Maxey thing. That doesn't work either. He's a small guard. He also doesn't really.
Yeah, but he's going to help me get a higher pick.
Who?
Maxey.
How?
Because the team's going to stink if he's the best player.
Yeah, but a higher pick for what? So you can get somebody maybe as good as Embiid?
But why is that so bad? I don't get why that's so bad. Like we could also.
He said he wants new hope.
I want new hope. Like that's where I feel the Sixers. I feel stuck, and I don't know the way out. And rather than riding it out,
coward's way out.
It's not a coward's way out. It is. It's pushing the eject button.
No, For what, but why can't you do it in 2 years after or 3 years after you've already tried it with Embiid?
We're talking about, I was like, okay, we're going to max out a 35-year-old guy for $200 million. Yes. And then the back end of that also looks awful.
It's
then,
4 years.
But okay, well, Embiid,
so
how long
let me ask you this.
How long does Embiid have?
Let me ask you this.
Not 4 years.
If you traded Embiid to rebuild, when do you think the soonest you could compete for a title is?
Maybe 3 or 4 years.
Okay, so at that point,
but at least there's
just
something
do it
new.
With Embiid.
I just want something new. Why it's so bad? I want something new.
That's essentially the argument here. You're saying you ride it out with Embiid.
Yes.
And he's saying he's already given up and he'd rather have something new and start something fresh right now.
I just, until somebody presents to me the trade that makes me, because a bunch of draft picks does not.
Right. I don't even know the players coming out to even be excited about
this,
draft picks.
I don't know.
Let's get Bronny James.
Let's not.
I mean, that's the only player I know.
So the Celtics win the championship last night.
Yep.
And Jaylen Brown gets named Finals MVP. And they're talking to Jason Tatum afterwards. First of all, should
Jaylen Brown have gotten MVP?
I think they could have given it to anybody. They could have given it to Tatum. They maybe even could have given it to Holiday.
Right.
But Jaylen Brown, I think, in the first couple of games.
I think they decided they were going to give it to Jaylen Brown early, and then it became his to lose.
Yes. And nobody reached out and grabbed it. Tatum was really good last night, but all in all, I don't think Tatum really was Finals MVP. I don't think anybody was, really. Should have given it to...
Tatum actually had two games where he scored the most points, 31.
But didn't Jaylen Brown as well have two games where he scored the most points? The first two games, didn't he?
No, Drew scored the most in the first game.
In the first game, right. Yeah. And Jaylen Brown in the second.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is that there was at least from Tatum's standpoint, he could have been a co-MVP.
So obviously, there's a lot of like, you know, putting a happy face. I'm sure he's happy he won the title. Yeah. But so they're talking to him afterwards, and here's what he said.
It's a surreal feeling. We did it.
Ooh, boy.
It was so bad.
Can you put "We Did It" on the soundboard?
I'm so glad I went to bed before.
Like, I have to keep. I watched the video over and over again. Like it all looks painful.
Well, he's trying to do the
because
Kevin Garnett
he's a phony. He's a phony. He hugged the trophy like Kobe after that. You see that photo? That also bothered me. He did the stupid Kanye thing where he said, "I guess we'll never know," and then he did that.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you're stopping.
It was a tough night.
It was a tough night, man.
I do.
And he won. They won. The title, and it was a tough night for him.
I'm like a little sympathetic. I want to hate him. I don't hate him.
I like Tatum coming out.
Right, and I did not.
I like Tatum coming out, and I also like Jaylen Brown. But I could see where this need for a storyline or a narrative to be created became whose team is it?
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown's or Jason Tatum's.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And we know that Tatum was being propped up like he was the guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and so now it's just like Jaylen Brown came in and stole all his shine. He doesn't know. Tatum's like, I can't even be happy right now.
Can you play it again?
We did it!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now,
But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, poor
guy.
So bad.
He is engaged to Ella May.
Poor guy. I don't know who that is.
In case y'all don't know who
Instagram
Ella
model
is. Oh, no. She's a singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know who she is.
Booed up.
Oh, really? Nah.
Yeah, you may have heard her music.
Really? I'll Google it.
She's pregnant. I saw her last night.
Oh, good for her.
Ah, Deuce is going to have a...
Deuce is going to have a brother or sister.
Trace or whatever. So... We've had some ups and downs with our basketball team.
Yes.
No ups and downs with Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. The most consistent team in the Delaware Valley. Colonial Hyundai going to give you, and they're committed to this, a faster, easier, better car buying experience. John Ashdale, the cars are, and his staff sitting there right now waiting for you to show up to get a brand new Hyundai. Here's what they're going to do for you. A bunch of things that other places cannot do. First of all, save up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock right now at Colonial. 20% off in Elantra, Santa Fe, Tucson, Ioniq 5, Ioniq 6. Also, when you walk up there with your trade, they're going to give you more for your trade than anybody else. Consistently recognized for the highest trade-in values. And at Colonial, every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty. 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Shop online anytime you want. 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. See what they have on the lot. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full
detail. Why don't they say and tell them Spike sent you?
Because I don't want that pressure, which is you say that every time you do the appliance thing, and no one is doing it. That's the report I have.
That's
from
not the report.
National Appliance
people are flying through the doors.
No.
And National Appliance Warehouse.
Jack, send me!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bang, balloons come down.
Hold on, what did Tatum say again?
Say it again. Do it again. Oh, you got to have that ready. Yeah.
We did it!
He really tried so hard. Like, yep. He looked like... You know what sucked for him last night is I think he thought that winning a title was going to make him happier.
Right.
And he didn't look that happy to win
the
title.
No.
No, because we got people like you want to pick.
Because he's the most carried superstar of all. It's a joke. I can't stand him. I can't
How's he
stand
carried?
Him. Because,
he
dude.
Literally, hold on. Let me throw this in before you say what you say. He became the sixth player last night joining Hakeem Olajuwon.
We don't do stats here.
Your boy King James.
This is like a triple-double stat?
Jokic.
Yep.
Tim Duncan and Larry Bird.
Right.
The sixth player to lead his team in points, rebounds, and assists through the entire playoffs.
And did not win Finals MVP, by the
way. Yeah, but I'm saying, though, how did he get carried?
Because he can have a down game, he can have moments, and bang, he's got Porzingis, he's got Drew, he's got Jaylen Brown.
A lot of great players can have down games. Certain players,
yes,
once in a while.
Don't go there.
Okay.
He's 6-24. Yep,
I had it right
there.
On the tip of my tongue.
But you're right, though.
Yep.
You're right.
Yes.
You're right.
Raji.
By the way, Jordan got carried in game 6 of the 96 finals against the Sonics.
Did he?
That might have been one of Jordan's worst finals games.
That was the one where they went up 3-0, and then the Sonics won two games, and then it was the fun. Yeah.
Yep.
Raji in Philly, you're on WIP.
I had to go get some new information.
Yes.
Man, oh, man, that's... I'm loving the conversation.
Thanks, man.
I got to say, I've been kind of falling with Jack. I want to give you my movie, but first with the Sixers, man.
Yes, sir.
Everyone loves Kobe Bryant, and I know Ike does, but I think Embiid needs to follow Tim Duncan because Tim Duncan is a big man who's always been healthy, always been reliable, durable, always getting his team to the playoffs, and kind of always adjusted his game to the rest of the team. And I don't think Embiid can do that, and that's why he's not reliable in the postseason. He just doesn't know how to use his body as time progresses.
Now, this may sound weird, Raji. There's some truth to what you're saying there, but here's the problem with that. Tim Duncan was limited what he could do athletically. Joel Embiid is a more athletic, skilled basketball player from an offensive standpoint.
But he thinks he's Durant, Kobe, too.
No,
much.
You're right. Like, it's a blessing and a curse. No, you're right.
It takes so much for Tim and Maxie to score. It feels like other teams, it's easy for them to score. For us, it's
The one thing I'll give Harden credit for, and it didn't work right away. I don't think it worked for the first 25 games, and because I remember having a meltdown about it on the podcast at one point, is that eventually that Harden and Embiid pick and pop thing became very easy for them to score. Yep. You know, I have no problem with Embiid shooting jumpers. He is awesome at it. It was just Kevin Garnett was an awesome mid-range jump shooter. Patrick Ewing was an awesome
mid-range. By the way, Tim Duncan had the bank shot off the back. Like, Tim Duncan shot jump shots.
So I think the one thing that is, even with the Paul George plan, is there still isn't anybody on the team as of right now who was going to get him easy buckets. Now, Maxey got better at it as time went on.
He's not a true point guard.
So how they build out this team and who that other guard ends up being, I think, is meaningful. Now, I do think having Maxey and having George, if that ends up what it is, the scoring pressure is certainly not on Embiid the way that it was for him to score 35 points a game.
Sure. Right,
sure. So I don't know. But he's never going to be Duncan because that's not what he is, and I understand what you're saying.
I know what he's saying too. Yeah.
He makes things more difficult than they need to be sometimes.
Yeah,
you know.
See, the one thing that was great about Duncan, and I've also come to appreciate what's great about Jokic, two guys who don't have necessarily the athletic ability that Embiid has. They are very comfortable with their athletic ability. They aren't trying to jump over people, blow by people, all those types of things. Tim Duncan didn't have a real vertical either. He was 7'2". But they had mastered being in their comfort zone.
The position.
They mastered it, man. They mastered it, and they didn't need all the athleticism. And it's part of the reason why they were rarely injured. And Embiid, because Embiid does so much athletically, it puts him in a vulnerable position to be injured. Whereas Jokic isn't jumping over people. He isn't trying to do all that stuff. Duncan wasn't trying to do all that stuff. But they were available for you all the time.
And I think as well, you know, Duncan had Tony Parker. Offense was going through Tony Parker. Offense was going through Manu Ginobili. Offense, for a large part of when they're successful, all goes through Embiid. And the final thing, and then Raji, I'll let you give your movie, is I think in Embiid's head, it must be, when you look at video of Embiid's rookie year, his athleticism at that point, was, now he's stronger now and he's a better player now, but he had athleticism then that he does not now. And I don't think he's quite got it in his head that he can't move like he did 7 years ago, you know? And I think that gets him, I think that gets him hurt, and I think it wears him out a little bit because he's taller than everybody. You can shoot over almost everybody.
Yeah.
You could make things, Raji, to your point, he could make things easier than they are. Raji, next question today. If you could only watch one movie for the rest of your life in honor of Roger Ebert, what would it be?
I kind of am leaning with Jack in the comedy route, but I'm going White Man Can't Jump, and I want to give you three reasons.
Okay.
One, it's a comedy. Two, it's got sports in it. Three, I mean, I don't like Rosie Perez's voice, but I'll deal with it. But lastly, I think because of this audience, and I'm a degenerate gambler, it teaches you the pros and cons of gambling. Thank you for the time.
I like it.
Thank you, Roger.
I like it, Roger. White Man Can't Jump, the original one, not that Fugazi remake they
made. I didn't see that.
Neither did I.
Who
didn't
was
even waste my time.
Who is
I have no idea.
You know, the funniest
part. You probably seen the remake, didn't you?
No, I've never seen either one.
You've never seen the first one?
That's even worse.
Can we bring back the millennial movie review thing? You've never seen White Man Can't Jump, really?
No.
That's a classic.
No, I've heard great things.
You would still enjoy that one.
Dude, is Jack Harlow in the new one?
I think Jack Harlow is in the new one.
The rapper guy?
Yeah, it's Jack Harlow.
I think so, yeah.
And I don't know the other guy at all. Yeah.
I think it's another, is it another rapper, though?
No, it's Cinquan Walls.
Oh, yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Looks good, yeah. I'm sure it's a great flick.
The funniest thing, the only thing that doesn't really add up with the first White Man Can't Jump, and I think it was true that he couldn't, is you watch Wesley Snipes, and you're like, that guy's not playing like a basketball player plays. Like his Woody Harrelson looks like a basketball player, you know, plays like a basketball player. You know, Wesley Snipes is wearing a cyclist hat, you know, backwards or whatever.
Oh, and he had the biker hat on. Well, you see a cyclist,
Well, you know, not a motorcycle
exactly what
guy.
You're saying.
Like a 10 speed or whatever.
Yep.
And he just moves in a way that isn't, that you could tell he hasn't played basketball.
He's a football player.
Oh,
man, Wildcats.
Oh, but you look like a basketball player when you're playing basketball.
Well, I really am a basketball player that played football.
Yes.
Yeah.
In your heart.
Yes, exactly.
In
I still have that jumper still wet.
At least in your mind, it's wet. Maybe because you could throw it in the ocean.
Well, you see me in here practicing against the walls all the time
around
here.
So smooth, yep.
Coming up next, we will continue with the conversation about the Sixers. Do you think it is hopeless that they catch the Celtics? I don't think it is. And also next, a couple of reports today from Howard Eskin about Daddy. A couple of reports from Daddy
Please
earlier.
Please don't say that. Okay. Yes.
Right, it reminds me of like Billy Madison. You know, like that's what it just reminds me of.
That is so uncomfortable. Yes.
Well, he told me if he got me the job here, I have to call him Daddy on the air. So it's there's the deal. He got me the job.
Should I put that Twitter poll up? Should Spike have to call Howard Daddy on the air?
Yes. Anyway, we have those reports about the Eagles and Jalen Hurts, and we will talk to Elliot about them. Also, I've asked Elliot, not for any particular reason, not trying to trade him or anything, but what the cap situation would be like with Jalen over the next few years if they were to decide to move on from him. I'm not saying they will.
You're like OJ, if they do it.
Yeah, if I did it. That is all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.